You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. Beginning next fall, all San Francisco public schools will offer a class called Ethnic Studies. It's a look at American history and culture from the perspective of people who are not white. But it's also a chance to break down race in the classroom and deal with tough concepts like unconscious racism and structural inequality. It's a timely move and one that San Francisco School Board Director Emily Murase thinks can help solve what she calls a crisis in race relations.
I'm very proud to be a part of a community that finds the antidote to that crisis to be education, to be ethnic studies, to be about an inclusive, diverse curriculum.
There's data suggesting that ethnic studies classes can also help close the racial achievement gap. SFUSD officials have said that a pilot version of the class increased student GPAs and lowered truancy rates. The school board is convinced, and San Francisco wants to make ethnic studies a requirement within 5 years. For a model of how that might work, they could look across the bay to Berkeley High, which has offered ethnic studies for more than 20 years. KALW's Liza Veal visited the school recently to find out what the class is all about.
On October 4th, a Berkeley High campus safety officer found a noose hanging from a tree in the courtyard. Teachers and administrators wanted to deal with the incident head on, so they put together a presentation for students about what nooses mean in this country.
Think about when your parents or your grandparents were in high school, were your age.
On a recent Thursday, teacher Dana Moran asks her freshman ethnic studies class for their reactions to that presentation. It doesn't take long for things to get touchy.
I gave it a 3 because at first I thought it was really good, and it definitely, I did not get quite how horrible and how much fear that news could cause. But just one thing that I just thought was sort of messed up was at the end, they claimed that the African-American Holocaust was still going on. And I think comparing what we have today to the Holocaust is just, offensive. No, just not.
If Eric Garner and them were white, would they have died?
We don't know.
As you can probably tell, identity and ethnic studies is a hard class to teach. A traditional ninth grade history class might mention lynchings when it covers Jim Crow, but it probably wouldn't connect that history to ongoing state violence against black people. And that's part of why ethnic studies has been controversial from the start. Moran, the teacher you just heard field that genocide question, has taught ethnic studies since the school introduced it in 1994. In the beginning, the class was mandatory, and parents got upset. They'd tell her,
if you continue to teach that white people are racist, then white people aren't going to want to help anymore, and we're just going to be insulted and not want to participate.
Moran says she had to keep telling them the class was about the history of injustice in this country. The point was to face that history, not to demonize students.
We're pretty clear that it's not all white people, and certainly not the white kids in the room who had nothing to do with it.
This is one of the hardest parts of teaching ethnic studies, talking about how systems got to be the way they are without making individual 14-year-old white boys feel attacked. Moran says the bigger goal is to show students how people made progress and give them the tools they need to keep the ball rolling forward. Even after 20 years, though, other Berkeley High teachers aren't so sure that ethnic studies is the best way to help students succeed. English teacher Matt Carton says it's better to expose them to alternate perspectives by making diverse choices within a standard curriculum.
We can develop empathy, for example, when it comes to reading literature or reading fiction. We see, Sherman Alexie's Flight. The graphic novel Persepolis by Marjane Satrapi, a young woman who's experiencing the horrors of the Iranian Revolution and opening up that point of view, okay, so that gets me out of this bubble. And I think you can do that without any sort of ideological bent.
And history teacher Alex Angel says he worries about what's lost when schools make room for new curriculum.
When Berkeley High graduates come back, you know, one of my, and I think other teachers' standard questions is, once you got to college, where could Berkeley High have better prepared you for college? And consistently students said, well, there were all these great things at Berkeley High, but I never really learned how to write properly.
But teacher Matt Laurel says all the college prep in the world won't counteract students' day-to-day experience at Berkeley High.
Look at the janitors here and look at the teachers here. You know what I mean? They're all black. The custodial workers, the facilities people. How many black teachers do we have here? So if you're a black student at this school, like, what are you supposed to think and feel? You know what I'm saying? When everybody's trying to tell you, like, everybody has the same opportunity if you work hard enough.
Laurel's taught at Berkeley High for 5 years now. His family's Filipino.
You know, growing up, I was very super like, man, I don't want to learn Tagalog, to the point where I was like embarrassed by my mom's accent.
He says he didn't fully shed that shame until taking ethnic studies in college.
I guess taking ethnic studies for me showed me that there's a lot about my culture to be proud of.
I was a horrible student. I was an entirely horrible student. Out of all the classes that I did skip, ethnic studies really wasn't one of them. It was a class that I wanted to go to.
Lawrence Alfred took the class in 2001.
One of the biggest and best memories for me was I had that class during the 9/11 attacks.
He remembers his teacher asking some Muslim students to talk about how the attack was affecting them.
It was kind of an eye-opener. Like, I really saw, like, some kids that I hung out with all the time were being antagonized for something that they had absolutely no connection to. There was probably a time where I was judging people for things that I don't think I should have. And ethnic studies put that in my mind to where, you know, before I would jump to any conclusions, take a step back.
And that ended up mattering a lot. Alfred ended up joining the Army. He did a tour of Afghanistan from 2010 to 2011. And memories from his ethnic studies class kept bubbling up. He says he didn't think about what he was doing in terms of us versus them the way some other people did.
I really firmly believed in the cause of actually helping people.
Ethnic studies teachers say this is the greater goal, to help their students develop empathy before they go out and separate into groups, and to take that empathy with them when they leave Berkeley High. In Berkeley, I'm Liza Veal for Cross Currents.